roster. So they don't give a rat's ass about their fans.
Ungrateful human beings in the world.
It's true. I bust my ass. I never heard the word
bust my ass
day and night. You know when you play that show at the park in Providence, you sat down at the table, you signed all those fucking autographs, and you signed the girl's thigh, and you signed her breast. Do you know how happy I was? Deserve something like that. You busted your ass when no one gave a shit about you when you're playing the Tin Angel or the fucking Cubby Bear or the Music Factory or the Side Door in St. Louis. No one gave a shit. It's my 44th show.
44th?
My most miserable show I've ever seen was the Michigan Theater. I've never seen more three obnoxious people in my life. People were sick, treating me like shit. I almost walked off the job. Almost left the show. Do you know I tell people I work for this band?
Yeah, I'm sure that you do.
I know that drives Brian crazy. It's great though. I'm sorry, but now I don't want to work for the last one. Motherfucking job! I deserve something. No credit for the three of them. I had to run this show, man. To get the job, I know for a fact she had to sleep with the four of you. Am I right? What will be the future of this man? What do you think I want? What do you mean you don't know?
Well, what do you think?
What do you think's fitting?
If you were in my shoes, you wore these sides.
I'm on the fence with you.
You're on the fence?
Yeah.
What do I have to do for you to get off the fence?
I'm not desperate at all.
Any requests. I mean, if this band would listen to me,
you gotta get into the hippie scene.
If we're open for Mad Dog and Rusty Root,
Bobby B would have come on.
We are going on a huge headline tour in the fall. I mean, we're gonna play the Orpheum, the State Theater, the Vic Theater in Chicago, the Ogden in Cleveland, the Roxy in Atlanta. I mean, where are all these fans coming from? Instead, we could open for Rusty Root, play in front of 5,000 a night.
So take requests, play different songs, play with Pat McGee, that's the formulas for success.
Damn right. I was a man in my high school, let me tell you. And I can drop dead of a heart attack. You don't give a shit.
Well, I'm not sure that's entirely true.
Come to my funeral.
Yeah, of course I will.
Hey, you know this ball?
Yeah.
Come out with fire.
And maybe a Met Cafe show every once in a while. That's great. Let me just say, it was incredible. Now it's how can we get off the stage as fast as possible? Come in here. We need to cut this song, cut that song, instead of just fucking play, you know, Miller? No set list. Just go out there and run with it. What happened to Rain and Jack O'Pierce Compass?
They used to do a Piper Grab on Madonna. Incredible.
I've just come from the gay parade.
I mean, I thought the fucking kid was gay. I still think he's gay. I mean, all his hair.
Get the Mets cap sideways.
I mean, I thought the kid had a fucking blowjob.
That would be bad.
No, I'm not against gay. I believe integration.
I'll tell you something. If it wasn't for him, you and him wouldn't have a goddamn roof over there. I'll tell you that.
The franchise.
The franchise.
He's the heart and soul of this band, huh?
I mean, he is. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I mean, this shit wouldn't go on. If it wasn't for me, I mean, I need a vital part to this band going on.
Gardner was like the biggest cheese ball of all time, the cheesiest kid in Pingree. Fleet Center, and we're going, don't forget about me. And the end of that fucking movie, Hoop Dreams. Okay, and the same thing for you, Miller. And the goddamn difference between me and the fucking radio, the fucking radio people, the fucking record company. The goddamn difference is gonna be if this band doesn't fucking make it or doesn't fucking go anywhere and get dropped by the label. I'll still be here, Miller. I'll be holding your hand. And that's the difference between those other people. What? So radio people won't give a shit. The record company people won't give a shit. When you can't get a fucking gig and you lose a record, I'll still be here.
But why?
I'll be here because I give a goddamn cent about this band.
Why? But you just said how awful.
I care.
Why?
Because, like I said, I'm crazy and you're just as crazy for getting in this fucking business. You saw a light. You saw something that inspired you with the three of you that we might just give this thing a shot. And as crazy as you were to think of getting this fucking business, I'm as crazy to follow this goddamn band. But the same way you saw and say, hey, maybe we can make a living at this, maybe this can be fun, is the same fucking light I saw when I see this band up there. The same way you saw that this could be fun and interesting is the same light that I saw when I first saw this fucking band. That's why. You always fucking do. But you know, when you're standing up there, fucking basking in all your glory, and I'm nowhere to be found, you remember I was there and I gave a shit more than anyone. Now I'll say this, you know, when they talk about Michael Jordan, they talk about his ambition to win, and nobody's more competitive than him. And you remember this, Miller, outside of the three of you, and I don't give a shit who works with you, who gets you on the fucking radio. I want this band to be more successful than anyone. To the fucking bank.
You just have to promise right here, on tape, that you're not gonna kill us. Just make that promise. This is going to hard copy. This is going right to hard copy.
I have busted my ass.
Are you gonna kill us? Yes or no? Look me in the eye.
When was the last time you got laid? You tell me, and then I'll tell you whether I'm guilty or not. I mean, I have said all I said. I mean,
seven,
I have worked
six,
so hard for this band.
Five, four. Three, two... Yeah.
Goodbye. God bless Guster.
Somewhere, you know, you gotta stay, you know, plant the cabbage somewhere.
Plant the cabbage.